Thank you. You most stated higher is 1.5 hours already. I wanted to stretch your arms and legs. I remember that in 2008, I made a presentation about the 600 study with night intrusion. This is probably all under Polygon. Since then, 2009, 2011, 12, 13, my students made a presentation on the city determination and improvements of not the environment control. So I think it's very nice to review what you have done in Seoul National University in our lab. And then go to the final topic, mention of the mature flowering of pharmacists by intermittent high temperature treatment or high temperature interruption. And in return, a written cost is about up to 40% of the person's cost. So I really appreciate you, Uncle Gil, good enough to demonstrate the importance of heating cost. We don't produce oil in Korea, so much serious for serious in Korea. So during the past years, we have more focus on the water period control rather than temperature stuff, which is much cheaper in Korea. So we control the growth and flowering of some herbaceous perennials, so we can shorten the production time at optimal temperature or even under lower temperature regimes. So some of you probably remember these figures I presented in 2008. Normally, at the optimal temperature, 20, the natural weather condition is about 9 hours, a short day, then we produce about 25% of flowering. But just raise, with the night interruption or the extension here, we could expect 100% or 89%. Even much lower temperature at 16 degrees Celsius, we could get much better. Even much lower, 8 degrees Celsius under, lower than the optimal temperature, just by doing the light on at night, we could expect very high quality of cyclamen. So, economists, we could save much money. For example, the average flower grower, so 3,600 square meter, we can save about $9,000. And since most of the plants growing in winter season is lonely plants, we extended experiments to spring flowering the plants. So we could get a very similar result. So many purpose from there. And some the complaints from the syndicate growers. They are not growing the herbaceous perennial, so how about the syndicate? Why don't you help us to reduce the production cost? At the time, the syndicate crop bank was number one in Korea. But there was not that much research on the orchid with introduction or some other, except the teacher study, because the plant itself is very expensive. So we did some experiments. For some of you are familiar with these figures, the syndidium, we use two cultivars, red flowering, red fire, and yellow flowering, DOP. And after 50 weeks, after treatment, this is just a basic growth, we could see the big difference in top and root, and draw rate, and you can easily identify the effect of night interruption. Actually, we supplied CO2 900 ppm during the winter, and also during the summer season, we cool the temperature inside the greenhouse by releasing. So all the culture condition and environment conditions are same among the control and night interruption study. And 2 years after, as expected, there was some flowering in the control. Normally it takes 3.5 years. But in 2 years, we could see the flowers. So we could reduce the production time from 3.5 years to 3 years. And we monitor the photosynthesis or CO2 uptake in the light production. Normally, in the daytime, the maximum CO2 uptake is 6 or 7 micromoles. But in Red Fire and Yuki, we could get close to 2 or 3 or higher, the 4 micromoles. So they synthesize during the 4 hours of night intrusion, which could help accelerate their basic growth. And one more thing we found is only during the reproductive phase, we grow the plants which have a spike already from the growers, and we treat night intrusion for 3 months in the winter system, and you can see the acceleration of the flowering and also much the vivid colors, red fire, and will be the same. So some papers from there. And next to the phalaenopsis, during this period, total production value of phalaenopsis passed the civilian. So it's more important in the phalaenopsis, like other countries of the world. And the thing is, the phalaenopsis is different from civilian, even though they are the same orchids. Phalaenopsis is a tent plant, sorry, and sauté plant. But the problem is the same, the heating cost. They have to, the growers have to maintain the winter temperature above a certain point. It depends on the cultivar, but mostly 28 degrees Celsius. Otherwise, they have premature flowering, which is not commercially acceptable in the market. So it's a really big problem. So they, conventionally, they maintain about 28 or 29, 24 hours all day long during the winter season. So they spend a lot of money for heating. This is the typical figure of greenhouse temperature inside. See, 28, 25, but even the maximum temperature is lower than the optimum temperature. So, assumption is premature flowering is caused by low temperature and overage of day. So probably it can be prevented by long day treatment. So we simply started the experiments. And reached the microphone cultivar, which is the most popular cultivar in Korea from Taiwan. And we used the plastic chamber with Leonard Rich to have many other chambers. And 26 degrees Celsius is high temperature, so all the treatments, we cannot see the spikes at all. And low temperature, only longer treatments prevent the spiking when flowering here, as we expected. And flowering also same. So, our recommendation is a long day. A low temperature could be around 20 to high temperature of 26 degrees Celsius. It, of course, depends on the cultivar. Could say heating cost during the season. And one more thing we found, it's very strange thing happens. We don't know the mechanism why it happened. The thing is, during only the reproductive phase, we brought the plants from the grower, which has a spike already. And then we found the light in the night time, the night production. We supposed that during the night time, it's a camp plant, so they put the synthesize, and then if we lie along during the middle of the night, the photosynthesis is inhibited, so growth rate should be decreased. But the fact is, all the 4 cultivars, it's a very clear result. Low or high light interruption, they have a much promoted and a better flower quality. So we need more experiments on this, why it happens. But this is the concrete result. All 4 cultivars are the same. Now to the intermittent high temperature control. So from photo period or light control to the temperature control. First, we looked at the effect of high temperature duration, how many hours a day is good enough to prevent evolution flower. It is well documented from Michigan State University that the day temperature, not the night temperature, primarily controls photosynthesis induction. And in Michigan State, they use 12 hour daytime temperature. So we just make sure to confirm the result. We use a 6-month-old one and 12-month-old pharmacists to photographs. So for treatment, the 6 hours at 29 high temperature for 12, 8, or consecutive continuous 29 degrees Celsius in the first chamber. And this is green apple. This is less sensitive to temperature. And in monitor, as we expected, no spikes was found. But when we used the 12-old mature certain material, we saw the 40% the drop in spiking. And when you look at the mantle is more sensitive, the cultivar, even in mature, the young plants, after this temperature treatment, 6 hours was not enough. In mature, also 6 hours at high temperature was not enough. The rest of them, 12 hours at high temperature was good enough. This is the picture of the result. So my performance green apple in mature 6-month-old one and 12-month-old one. So in mature, so 6 hours was not enough. For green apples, in mature, 6 hours was still good enough to prevent the premature flowering. It's the spice. So the recommendation is 12 hour at 29 degrees Celsius is sufficient to prevent inflorescence emergence and to improve vegetative growth of phalaenopsis for the pre-harvest hybrids. We just measured how much you can save. This is a low temperature. So we spend some more money, but consecutive change power, if you compare this, you could save about $10,000. It's a lot of money. So conclusion is that the inflorescence was inhibited on the long day at 21 degrees Celsius and 12 hours at 29 degrees Celsius completely prevented inflorescence emergence or the spiking, early spiking in all phalaenopsis hybrids, even with 12-month-old mature plants. So some publications of that. And the last one is what would happen if we just introduced high temperature heating intermittent. So high temperature and low temperature, high temperature, low temperature, to save heating costs. So in winter season, at the low temperature, they have a premature flowering. But if we give intermittent high temperature heating, then probably we could expect the continuous vegetative growth to prevent a premature flowering. And we tried with a 2-month-old one, 4-month, 8-month-old one. A 2-month, 4-month-old one here, you cannot see any spiking, which means young phalaenopsis, which is younger than 4 months, which normally has 53 fully developed leaves, was not mostly enough to flower even after low temperature treatment. So we used 8-month-old plants. And we treated up to 10 weeks of low temperature. And then until 5 weeks of low temperature, there was no spiking at all. But for 10 weeks, we could see the infection spiking. So in between, there was happen something. From our observation, it really depends on some things. 6 to 10 weeks, so average about 8 weeks is required for the same soil temperature for fibrous flowering. So we may design, we could have made about 4 weeks of low temperature and high temperature, but limitation was space and time. We just started the simple one. 1 week of low, followed by 1 week of high temperature, 2N1 and 2N2, just like you saw in this figure. For 16 weeks. And we use two cultivars. One is a Crayon cultivar, Hasu 355, so beautiful like the pink one. And another one is the red one, it's a Matterform, as I mentioned before. This Crayon cultivar, Hasu 355, is less sensitive to temperature. So consecutive low temperature, definitely they made spikes, but all the intermittent heat or high temperature treatments, we did not see any spiking at all. But we have this, the sensitive or cultivar temperature, all the treatments did not work, they made spike. So this is Hasu 355. When you look at the vegetative growth parameters, there is some increase over there. But Matterform, it's a slight increase, but rest of them, there, we do not see any significant difference. The conclusion is intermittent high temperature treatments can inhibit commercial flowering of phalaenopsis, but because of low temperature, sensitivity is different among cultivars. Detailed studies are needed for specific purposes. So we just calculate the economics and found some saving of the cost. So now we're still on the many research. First one is a nutrient and CO2 measurement during a long day or night inversion. Because we found some progress that says the NI treatment, because we could push the plants grow very faster to the flowering. So that means they need more to food. So we get supply CO2 and nitrogen and some other nutrients together. And we introduced the NI concept to the forest plants, medicinal plants, and hollow plants. They just need vegetative growth. They don't have to flower. So in some growers, they are really happy with this NI treatment. And we use night inversion only during the winter season of 4 months. Why not in September, October, or March, or April? This is the next topic. And one mechanistic study of NI was intermittent high temperature treatment should be done for a higher level of study. This study was supported by many governmental agencies. I really appreciate them, and also appreciate many proud of students who contributed a lot to this experiment. And this is all, and I appreciate your question or comments.
It seems to me that white seed walnut out of Texas did some work with temperature manipulation on phalaenopsis. Are you familiar with his work?
Oh, the pink one. Yes. But it's more than several years ago, and no more study there. And he did some physiological work rather than the environmental control, I think.
He was interested in how it affected flowering because I reviewed the paper.
Okay, we'll be good for that. Thank you. Any more? I'm a bit tired. Thank you.
Thank you. concludes our session for this afternoon. Are there any other questions, just now that we're at the end, for any of the speakers, anything? I wanted to go back and address your question again about the Lyme online. I remember that early on in our PhD, this is 5 years ago, so I was like digging up in my mind, but I remember we did a like mini experiment where we measured pH in the media over like a week period and did not see any change. But we did not do any type of the work that fishermen were doing. But do you have any other questions for any of the other speakers? Since we were keeping on time pretty good. All right, thank you all for coming today. Continue enjoying the conferences.